This is a special meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 4 o'clock on Friday, September 21st, 2018. This meeting is being held in the Commission Hearing Room, Room 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this afternoon are John Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Robert P. Pirro, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner, Scott Smith, Interim Executive Director, is not present with us today. We are going to consider a motion for an interim order in a case involving Union Pacific Railroad Company versus Utah State Tax Commission et al. It's case number 2:18-CV-00630-DAK. It's been filed in the United States District Court for the District of Utah Central Division. We have before us a proposed interim order approving the escrowing of funds. And I'm going to recognize that we have our legal counsel on the phone with us, Mr. John McCary. And we also have in the room two of our staff members. This is an open meeting, and so others could be here if they wanted to. Actually, we have three staff members because they also have Brooke. So we have Joel and we have Jennifer, who are also of our staff. With that, I think there's really not a whole lot to do if all the commissioners have read the proposed order.
Yes.
Then why don't we go ahead to go to Commissioner Cragen for a motion.
All right, thank you. I propose that the commission authorize its council's signature on the joint motion requesting entry of interim order approving the escrow of funds with the accompanying proposed interim order approving escrow of funds to be filed in the United States District Court for the District of Utah Central Division.
Thank you. You've heard the motion. Any debate on the motion or questions on the motion? Any comments from our council before we take the vote on the motion?
No.
I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule it passes unanimously. The motion is approved, and you're given authority, Mr. McCary, to sign on behalf of the commission the motion and to have the proposed order entered. To give us an idea of what we're looking at time-wise, do you have any estimate of time of when this would actually occur with the district court?
So we anticipate filing that immediately and hope that we have a signed order as soon as Monday.
Okay, very good. Will you let us know, please? I will be out of town. I'll be at the WSSADA conference in Texas. If you'd let Commissioner Cragen know initially, and then I'd like to also be aware of that. We are probably going to release some kind of a press release so that counties, cities, and other citizens recognize the effect of this order, because it will have effect on some of our local jurisdictions. With that, I think we're ready to go to a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Rule passes. We're adjourned. And thank you, Mr. McCary, for good work on this.
Thank you. And thanks to everybody.
Thanks, John. Bye now.